Okay, our friends. So today we are going to read a book for you because you never know who around you has a day like this one. That's right. It is called Saturday at the Food Pantry. And this story was written by Diane O'Neill. It's illustrated by Brigitte Magro. And it's read today by Mommy. And
Philip the Play-Doh cook. And in the comments below, you can write what you think I should cook.
Mm-hmm.
This is the perfect book for me, because
yeah,
maybe I cook and my food goes to that pantry.
Maybe. I love it. He is cooking, and who knows what'll happen? Maybe his food will go to a food pantry. Let's read it, shall we? Mm-hmm. Here we go. Dinner! Mom called.
Chili again?
Molly asked. They'd had it every day this week. Last week, too. Yep, Mom said. Tastes even better. The spices sink in. Mom ladled the last of the chili into their bowls. We have fancy milk, too. Molly grinned. She watched Mom pour milk into the sugar and spices in her cup. Mom shook the milk carton, just a tiny splash, and put it in the refrigerator. Tomorrow, we'll get food, Mom said. We're going shopping? Molly's eyes lit up. Chicken and spaghetti and ice cream. Well, sort of. We're going to a food pantry.
What's a food pantry?
Molly asked. It's a place for people who need food. Mom stood straight, her chin high. Everybody needs help, sometimes. At bedtime, Mom usually made warm, fancy milk and read a story. Tonight, just a story. Molly tossed and turned, trying to sleep. Her hunger growled. The next morning, they walked to the food pantry.
Why do I need to wait?
Molly asked. The pantry isn't open yet, Mom said. It's only open certain hours. Molly pulled paper and crayons out of her backpack. She started drawing. Then she looked up.
Look, Mom, there's Caitlin. She's in my class. Hey, Caitlin!
Caitlin looked away. Molly ran over to her.
Didn't you hear me?
Caitlin looked down.
I don't want anybody to know that Gran and I need help, she whispered. Oh.
Molly walked back to her mom. Was there something wrong with needing help? Molly wanted to go home, but she was hungry. You okay? Mom asked. Why don't you draw me a picture? I love your drawings. The woman in front of them turned around, smiling at Molly.
An artist! Will you draw one for me, too?
Molly pulled out her crayons again. Maybe drawing a happy picture would cheer her up.
Hey, can you draw me a picture, too?
Me, too.
Will you draw me one?
Molly ran to Caitlin with paper and crayons in her hands.
Help! Everybody wants pictures. I can't draw that fast.
Caitlin looked up.
Well, okay.
Soon, a woman opened the door. Molly and Caitlin each handed her a picture.
Thank you. What wonderful gifts.
Welcome. Please sign in, said the man at the desk.
Mom didn't have to sign her name when they went to the grocery store, Molly thought, but the man smiled at them.
Thanks. Grab a carton. Stop here when you're done. Lots of good food today.
Thanks,
Mom said. She smiled, but just a little. Not like when they played at the park. The food pantry was like the little store where they sometimes bought bread and milk. Cans and boxes were on plain metal shelves.
Molly ran towards a shelf and picked up a box of sugar cookies. "No," Mom said, and then she whispered, the people in charge, they want us to take sensible stuff." Mom's face turned pink. Molly's eyes widened. Why did her mom think that? Why were cookies here if you weren't supposed to take them? The woman at the door and the man at the desk had seemed nice. Would they really not want Molly and her mom to have cookies? Molly swallowed tears. She put the cookies back. They would have been good with fancy milk. "Help me to put food in the cart," Mom sighed. And just like Caitlin, Mom looked like she wanted to be invisible. But none of them were doing anything wrong. "Everybody needs help sometimes," Molly whispered to her mom. "Remember?" Mom smiled. "You're right." Molly pointed at a sign on a huge bin of fruit. "What if somebody wants 2 cantaloupes? "A lot of people need help," Mom said. "They have to make sure they have enough food for everybody who comes here." Molly and Mom put oranges and a cantaloupe in their cart. Mom handed Molly cans of corn and tomatoes and cling peaches, bags of red beans, pinto beans, and brown rice, a loaf of wheat bread, a box of oatmeal, and a bag of sugar, spaghetti noodles, sauce and grated cheese, raisins and tuna and peanut butter, too. Mom reached for a big box of powdered milk. "We'll have fancy milk tonight." They checked out at the desk. The man pointed to the wall. "Oh!" Molly ran to Caitlin. "Come here, look!" Molly's rainbow sparkled. Caitlin's elf grinned. "I was in a sad mood," the man said. "Your artwork helped. Thank you." He put their groceries into bags, and then he handed Molly's mom a box of sugar cookies. "I saw your little girl looking at these. She can have them, if that's okay with you, ma'am." Mom had a funny look, almost like she wanted to cry. She nodded. "Thank you." "Everybody deserves a treat," he said. "Enjoy." Molly and Mom walked home. They each carried a bulging bag. "Molly!" They looked around and saw Caitlin and her gran. "I didn't know you lived so close," Mom said to Caitlin's gran.
"How nice. We're neighbors,"
Caitlin's gran said.
"I keep looking for work, but they closed the factory," Mom said.
"I've been sick," said Caitlin's gran.
"We got lots of yummy food," Molly said. "Did you?"
"Yeah,"
Caitlin shrugged.
"I just wish we didn't have to come to a food pantry."
Molly said,
"But everybody needs help sometimes, and we helped. We cheered people up."
Caitlin grinned.
"We did, didn't we? I have an idea. Let's have lunch together," Molly said.
"Yes,"
Caitlin agreed.
"And we have dessert," Molly said. "The man at the pantry gave me sugar cookies. There's enough for all of us. Let's eat."
And they did. And friends, in the picture we can see how much stuff there is on their table. It's amazing, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. We volunteer at a food pantry, or like we like to call it, a food bank.
Yeah, a food bank. We get to go in there and we get to help, right? Stock the shelves.
Uh-huh. We stock there.
Yeah, we help. We help at the food bank. And that is because Molly and her mother are right. Everybody needs help sometimes. And there is absolutely no shame in going to a food pantry or a food bank if you need to. And my friends, there's stuff out there for you to get. If you need help, there are places that you can go. Every community has a place like this. A food bank or a food pantry. And yeah. And
there's lots of places where you can go get help for those sorts of things.
If you had enough money to go to a grocery store.
Yeah.
You can, like, actually volunteer at the food bank.
That's right.
Like, they don't give you money for volunteering, but what they do give you is a chance to know that people don't have to just rely on what they still have on their house. Food banks and those free restaurants that there are in big cities. Those places are where people who don't have enough money actually rely on.
Yep. Life can be hard, right? And sometimes it's unfair, but it can also get better too, right? And so if you...
That's where you come in. You can volunteer if you have enough money.
That's right.
You can volunteer and then go to the food bank.
Yes. Everyone should support their local food banks. Sometimes they're run by organizations or churches, and you can be a part of making the world a better place. Go and do it, our friends. Go and do it. And that is...
the end.
Anything?
You can join us for another story tomorrow.
Yeah.
And remember, in the comments below, you can say what you think I should cook for the people who can't.
And that is the end.
If you like the show, please take a moment to rate, review, and subscribe. It really does help the show to grow. Thank you for listening.